You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Do they want?
No, they love it.
Oh, good. Progressive Credit Union.
We won't have a lawsuit. Welcome to the last episode of Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast for 2020.
Yeah, as Callum is talking about Dublin the Christmas musical. If you listen to this podcast, there's a strong possibility that you follow us online.
I'd like to think so.
So you probably have already seen the musical, but we will play it at the end. It's where we sing about Dublin areas to Christmas songs. We've done it before twice. And why not do it again? Because we need to finish on the year doing something.
We wanted to end the year with an absolute bang. If you follow us on social media, why not share the video? Because we want it to go viral. And the last time I checked on Facebook, Spin's Facebook, the music video got 4 likes.
Just the top of my head.
Yeah.
This isn't anything I've planned to say. I'm really in the market for some oven cleaner.
Oh, okay.
If anyone can let me know where you get oven cleaner. Now, I'm not talking about, I know what you're thinking straight away. You're thinking the plastic bags with the kind of acid that you put in the bag to clean the grates and stuff like
burns.
That. Have that. I need something for the door. And I've been looking the last 2 weeks in Tesco and Lidl. I'm actually going to nip out to Dunn's after this and see if I can get some.
So GrahamandNathan@gmail.com, if you know what product Graham should use for his oven door to clean it. Now, is your door completely made of glass?
It's made of glass and it's a bit dirty. Now, I know Keith, when he was there, he gave it a good clean. He had some stuff, but I can't find it anywhere.
Keith, your old roommate, would you contact him?
I might give him a contact. Yeah, I might give him a message. Right. Okay, here we go. Emails.
All right, we're beginning, as we mean to go on, a big juicy email.
Now, Nathan, you said last week, do we have any emails? And I said no. And I was wrong, because we did, but I just forgot to check. So, let's start. We have a few.
Oh my God, this is great.
Shane.
Take your time, because I don't have a lot to say in this podcast.
I've got a few things. Don't worry about it. Shane says this. And Shane, we talked about last week, because he was the guy at the end whose Instagram I was looking for, telling me about his Wrapped Up. But if I had just checked the emails, I would have been seeing it because he sent me an email about it.
Oh,
he's the guy who tells his friends about it.
Tells his friends, and his friends have started to listen. So hopefully his friends' friends' friends will listen.
Hey guys, hope you're well. Currently writing this while listening to your podcast. Ah, love it. I messaged Graham on Insta during the week about this, but thought an email might be as good so Nathan can see as well and happy. And he can be happy for once.
Oh yeah, I've been happy before.
Take a look at the attached picture from my Spotify Wrapped Up. Look, it's not the best, but I've gotten into both of your podcasts recently and absolutely love them. They're gas. Always listen to them while doing homework. I promise this time next year I'll be emailing you back saying I am the top 1% of listeners. Trust me. I've also been a best listener by telling my friends about both the podcasts.
Been
a little
it.
Big podcast.
You're a good man.
And they said they love it as well. I'd love to be able to get on and just have a chat with you for
will.
A couple of minutes. Not sure if it's an easy thing to do. Aha.
Oh, so it is a very easy thing to do, Shane, my friend.
Now, Shane, we will sort out. We understand you're in school, so we'll have to work around some way. But we will do it in some way. Maybe
we'll do it in the new year.
We'll sort something out in 2021.
Absolutely. Let me just tell you something, because I'll say it at the end. 2021 is really going to be a big year for the podcast. I know I said that in 2019 for 2020, but I was lying, guys. I never really thought it was going to be that big.
No, you didn't.
Next year, this is the big mama. This is when Graham will get his foreskin removed from his penis.
Now, why would I get my foreskin removed? You gotta...
I have to give context. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just imagining a first-time listener. What? Graham, very generously said...
I offered up my foreskin.
When we did a first episode of this podcast, he said, do you know what? If we reach number one in the comedy charts, I will have a bar mitzvah.
A bar mitzvah, that's all I said.
Well, what happens at bar mitzvahs?
You get held up on a chair and you go, oi, oi,
but beforehand... Beforehand, you get a rusty blade.
No, no, no rusty blades.
And you cut off your foreskin.
I think my foreskin is fine.
And I tell you, all the little big podcast listeners will be there at your bar mitzvah.
Where will we have it?
Cheering you on. Can I have it in my front room?
In your front room?
Hallway. Not living room.
In the hallway of your apartment?
Yeah. Enough space.
There's enough space.
You know there's enough space.
And there's a lovely plate of the Pope.
Yep.
There as well. He can look over it. Even though we don't do circumcisions in Christianity.
We do not.
Or Catholicism.
I think we just hold circumcisions if it's a bit too tight and you need to just...
I have a few mates who've got circumcisions.
Okay, nobody likes to show off.
Another email. Number one podcast from Ruby. Hey guys, just want to show you that you are number one on my top spot... podcast on Spotify.
Ruby.
I discovered this podcast at the very beginning of the first lockdown. I've been continuously listening since. You guys have made me literally laugh out loud in public while on my daily walks. Yes!
Where are you walking, Ruby? Let us know.
I look forward to every Thursday to listen to a new episode. Keep doing what you're doing, Ruby. And she attached her top five. In number one, Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast.
Appreciate it.
Number two, Crime Junkie. Mm. Number three, Supernatural by Ashley Flowers. Number four, The James Smith Podcast. And number five, Joe Rogan Experience.
I've never heard of these podcasts. Obviously Joe Rogan, but yeah, the Flowers one sounds delightful.
I'm going to leave this email till the end.
I'm loving the emails.
One word from Jessica Fitzgerald. One word.
Go on.
Meta. Meta.
Jessica.
Meta.
Fitzgerald.
Meta.
If we had something to give you, we meta. Would.
We have nothing.
I have to just give a little reset, tell you why that word means a lot to
meta.
Me. I was looking for that word.
Meta.
I completely forgotten it. Meta. 2 weeks ago on the podcast, I was telling you how when we were in college, our meta. Final year, film and broadcasting and DIT, we both had to write a script. And if it got picked, we could actually shoot it as a short film.
Yep.
My script was meta, but I didn't know how to describe it.
So he was talking about his script not getting picked in his script. It was, the script was about writing a script.
As I was writing a script. And the script meta. Was about, not getting picked as my script did not get picked. Jessica, thank you so much. Because I actually, after the episode went online, I went on to my trusty website, Mozilla Firefox, and I still couldn't find it.
So the definition is referring to itself or to the conventions of its genre. Self-referential.
Self-referential.
Yeah. So, okay.
Oh, thank you very much,
wow.
Jessica.
It goes on. It goes on.
This is a really self-indulgent, beautiful
Absolutely.
Way to end the episode.
This is from Tristan. Hello, I absolutely love this podcast.
Go on, Tristan.
Yeah. See, we're contractually obliged. We have to read out every email that comes into the podcast.
Of course we do. Yeah.
Even if it is, tell us how great we are.
We don't get that much.
You've recommended lots of good podcasts to me, and I like those too. There we go.
Yeah.
But this is my favorite and first podcast I ever listened to. I stumbled upon it trying to see if one of the YouTubers I like had a podcast. I'd love to come on the podcast, but I know that I can't as I'm only 12. But maybe we'll be able to do like voice messages or something.
Definitely.
We'll figure something out in the new year.
As I said a few minutes ago, next year is going to be bigger and better than ever. I did say that sweeping statement without thinking of how it could, but voice messages could be a big one.
I also only get 1 hour a day on screen time.
Ah.
And that means we're in his 1 hour.
Ah.
If you were to read this email on the podcast, it would make my day. Sincerely, Tristan Gamblin. And he sent another one. I hope I got the email right. Well, you did.
You did, Tristan.
You're on the podcast.
You did it, brother. Enjoy this hour. Soak it up, my friend. Good to have your ears. And you are a clever 12-year-old to be listening to this podcast. Maybe you're learning a lot. Maybe
11.
We're 11. We're giving life lessons, Graham. Maybe my life would have been different if I listened to this podcast.
Well, the next email. You ready for this?
You've just picked your nose. And
I didn't pick my nose. I did
tell
not.
Tell me what you did. Your There's finger a was up
the,
your nose.
No, there was no, a I'm scab not, on the
I'm
side
not,
of my
I'm
nose.
I'm not hearing that.
There
you're
was a scab on the
not.
Side of my nose
you
from a spot.
You picked it up. You picked it up.
I picked the scab on the side of my
but
nose.
But your finger was up your
it
nostril.
It was the side of my nostril.
That
you
is, no, that's bull, mate.
I will admit.
That is absolutely bull.
I will admit if I picked my nose.
Will you? When was the last time you picked your nose?
This morning.
Stop
I pick it all the time.
It.
I didn't pick it this afternoon.
Man, your nose doesn't smell of raw meat
it does,
anymore.
It does. It does. On the right, it's back. It's not as bad as it was.
Why
though.
Weren't you going to tell us? You were actually going to go through
actually,
this podcast
actually,
episode without telling us.
I was actually going to go to the doctor and get it sorted out without telling anybody.
Why
my nose smells of raw meat.
We're a community
it's
here.
It's disgusting.
Just tell us what's going on.
It's just a little bit probably infected.
Graham.
I'm shoving my finger up it.
This podcast is all about sharing. You're in a safe place. The Little Big Podcast listener, we're a community. We're here for one another. Did you not just read out the email meta?
I'm sorry.
I was looking for that word meta. And you're shoving your two fingers up one nostril. Not telling anyone.
Do you remember? Oh,
do
this.
You remember?
I'm getting a lot of these emails recently about people saying, let's join up and we can get you on the podcast.
We can meet up in Killiney
and we can get
Hill.
You things. And I'm like, okay, cool. How much does that cost? Loads.
No, I don't want to pay. This is an organic product. It will grow when it's ready.
When will it be ready?
There's no sunlight. There's no water.
Nathan,
but this plant will grow.
Nathan, when is it going to be ready?
I said it. Next year. This is going to be our year. Do you have one more email for us?
Do you remember when we had Anna on a few weeks ago?
Anna Gallagher. A lovely lady.
Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember the main thing out of that? Well, not the main thing.
We're speaking about religion. I was a Protestant.
And
you were
a Catholic.
And you kept ganging up on me saying that I'm responsible for all of the world's problems.
Didn't say that. I actually said we're an example of how a Catholic and a Protestant can get on.
But you're slagging me off a lot in that episode.
Kate says this.
Oh, baby.
Hi, Graham and Nathan. I would first like to say I'm a big fan of the podcast and a religious listener of Fully Charged.
Oh, right.
I got my Spotify Wrapped on Wednesday, so that's a few weeks ago, and Fully Charged was not only my number one podcast, but it was also the podcast I binged the most of. Fully Charged Daily Podcast. If you like this, and you don't like listening to music, you can listen to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast every day. I've listened to every episode of the podcast, and while this has brought me joy, it's bittersweet, as I've no more episodes to listen to.
Oh.
I recently sat my third year religion Christmas exam.
Oh, Christ.
And I'm not religious.
I thought she said she is religious.
No, she listens to us religiously.
Oh.
I'm a religious listener for
the
church.
Oh, I thought we had a nun on.
We're the church. We are the church.
We
and
are
she
the church.
She comes.
What am I?
You're the Protestant. Where are we? I'm not religious. I would also like to thank you for being a Protestant and a Catholic, as that saved my life in my religion exam. You see, I didn't study for this exam.
What?
But I still wanted to do well enough in it. Even though it is the junior cert and it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, I see what you're saying. But look, the junior cert gives you a good stepping stone to the leaving cert.
I would say, just briefly on the junior cert, if you do badly in it, it's quite difficult to try and do higher level subjects in.
Yeah, because they're like, no, you can't do
you
that.
You did shit in the junior cert. I'd like to do higher in everything.
I was asked to give an example and talk about ecumenism. What the hell is ecumenism?
It sounds like a dirty rash you might get over in Marbella. I got me some ecumenism.
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 From the Greek.
That is just hard to say.
How does the Catholic Church define ecumenism? Ecumenism, the movement or tendency toward worldwide Christian unity or cooperation. The term of recent origin emphasizes that it's viewed as the university of Christian faith and unity among churches. So, ecumenism, unity among us. Catholics and Protestants, we're all Christian.
We're all getting on together in our Celtic and Rangers jerseys.
Oh, she explains it after the word.
Oh, would you read the email?
Ecumenism, where Protestants and Catholics get along. During this exam, I was trying to think of an example of this, and then I thought of you. I can only imagine what your religion teacher will think of my essay on this podcast, but maybe she will listen to it, and you can gain another listener. Thanks, Kate!
Yeah, Kate!
That is the greatest email we've ever had!
Kate, that is incredible!
Yes!
Oh, you can't make this up. We wouldn't be clever enough to make that up.
Remember when you were doing your exams? Now, this isn't quite that tier, but you'd be doing your exams and there'd be an Irish.
Yeah.
An Irish question. And no doubt this year or last year, there was a question on normal people or something like that. Now, there isn't a question on Graham and Nathan, but in one exam across the country, some teacher or corrector somewhere saw, who the hell are these? Graham and Nathan.
I absolutely love that.
I hope the teacher then tunes in. If you're the teacher.
I hope Kate got full marks.
Kate, will you let us know where you got on in your... Kate.
Do we have you here? Come on now.
I know you won't get your results for a few weeks. Or maybe you will.
I don't know how
it's her. It's her Christmas exam, so she might get a result before Christmas. You gotta let us know how you're doing
let
your religion
us know.
Exam.
We need to
and
know.
And you gotta know. Let us know what the teacher said as well. That is, it's very important that we find this out.
Yeah. Will the teacher say anything? Well, the teacher will leave.
The teacher will leave a mark. Yeah, or she might leave some notes somewhere like that because it's not the actual exam. It's not the junior's exam. It's the Christmas exam. Okay, I'm sticking with emails, but we're moving on now from the emails.
Nathan, I could do
10 years of emails because there's so many here.
Yeah.
I could keep going, but I'm not going.
It seems completely blank on your phone.
No.
You just said
I could
did
keep
the
going.
Four or five emails. Just want to say thank you very much for emailing the podcast. We appreciate it. It's not easy to email a podcast. I don't do it. It takes too long. It's very boring, but we appreciate it. GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. We will read your emails next year.
Super Value just commented on our Dublin the Christmas musical.
Thanks
for the shout out. Well, you're welcome, Super Value.
Can you give us a voucher? Maybe we're 200 euro, Super Value. Come on.
Could you give us a 500 euro voucher?
Give you a shout out.
Okay. I'd like to get your opinion on this.
Go on, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you an opinion.
So I got an email from a watch company a few days ago. And this is for the fully charged listener.
For the Little Big Podcast listener.
Sorry, the Little Big Podcast
Please
listener.
Know what podcast you are on, you whore!
Okay. So it's from a woman called Jenna Jefferson. It goes, "Hi Graham, my name is Jenna and I'm the head of marketing for Aventino Watches, an Italian watch brand."
Oh my God, you've made it.
"I recently came across your profile, Instagram O'Toole, and we think you're a perfect fit for our exclusive representative team."
You don't have to read, just wear the watch.
Ross, jeez, representative. I can't read today.
Come on, man, your reading isn't great today.
It's really bad, and I have to do a lot of reading because I've got another email I want to read after this.
Oh.
"We have limited timepieces available." Timepieces? What are they?
A piece of time.
"To offer to selective representatives, let us know if you're interested so I can send you further details. Check out Instagram."
This sounds absolutely amazing.
Nice watches too. I checked them out.
What sort of price are we thinking?
So, well, let me tell you now.
An Italian watch company.
That was 4 days ago, okay? 2 days later, I hadn't replied.
Why didn't you reply?
Because I forgot about it.
Oh my.
Replied, "Hey, did you get a chance to look through my email? Very, very keen on
you."
They're
keen on you because the thing is, I've always said about you.
Yeah.
You're going to be snatched off the shelf.
Yeah. Especially my wrist. I got such snatched. Lovely wrists.
You have lovely wrists. I've always
such
said.
Lovely
you put a
wrists.
Bit of cream on them or something.
Yeah. Well, it's paying off now. Aventino. Yeah. On my watch.
Aventino. What a lovely Aventino.
So then I said, do you know what? This fish is going to bite.
Of course.
Why not bite?
Nibble, nibble.
"Hey, Jenna. Sorry I'm only getting back to you now.
I was putting on a watch.
I was moisturizing my wrists.
I was cleaning my watch.
I said, I'm definitely interested in it.
Yeah.
The brand looks great.
It does.
What would be required if we were to go ahead?
Okay.
Thanks, Graham."
See what you're putting down there. You're not giving everything, but you're giving enough to say
I'm interested. Complimenting the brand.
So let's just say if this was a person that you fancy.
Yeah.
They have asked you out on a date.
Yeah.
You're kind
no,
of...
No, I'm like,
you're
I'm
saying,
not sure.
You're saying, I might be hungry. I might be able to go out for dinner.
I'm a bit thirsty, but let me just ask where we're going and if you have 12 heads.
I'm lathering some
Can
cream
I
on my wrist.
A photo?
Yeah, I have no
you
photo
have
of you.
A picture of a cat as your profile. Okay.
My God, this is edge of the seat sort of stuff. Did you get a response?
Oh, straight away.
Oh,
they want my wrists.
Of course they do.
Who doesn't want these
Who
wrists?
Who doesn't want them?
I've actually got lipoma on one of my wrists, which is a collection of fat cells, which is very ugly.
Oh.
Luckily, it's on my right, not my left, or I wear my
left,
watch.
Baby.
Great. So, okay, first of all, I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking.
And sorry, is this over email or DMs?
Email.
Wow.
So this is what I'm, I don't know where she got my email.
Maybe you have your email address.
I don't have
Instagram.
It on my Instagram. Or do I? I don't think so. I don't know. So I'm thinking, Daddy's going to get a free watch.
Of course.
And they're lovely.
That's
free watch.
All daddies. Daddy's going to get a free bit
watch
more.
And I may get a free watch to give away. And say, hey, and I got to give a comment below if you want this watch.
Would you mind if I, hello there, brown
absolutely
envelope.
Oh yeah, I'll give
yeah,
it to you.
I comment. I go, hey, big fan.
Like and share.
Yeah.
Tag like, three friends
tag
who
three.
Who would like, you'd like to bring her over to your house to look at the watch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Tag
I'm thinking,
three friends who have lipoma.
This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, this is it.
I'm
this
thinking
be, I'm running my own little competition. And you know what? Because worked hard on my Instagram page.
Yeah.
I've got like so many followers.
Yeah.
They're going to give me a bit of coin as well.
Of course.
I'd be expecting, you know what? If they
how
get,
much? 20 grand?
20 grand. I'd if they said, we'll throw you 200 quid. I go, perfect.
They said to you, look, we'll throw you a fiver. You'd be laughing. Well, you'd I'm be
hoping,
saying that to chicken filler roll.
I'd be hoping to get a free watch. I'm thinking, yeah, this is going to be good. Realistically, I'm like, okay, maybe they're not going to give me that much money, but like, give me a little bit of something. This is how these things work, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
this
give
how
a
it
bit,
works.
You give it, look,
this
you're
how
in
it
this
works
industry. Hey, I'll put up an Instagram video, I'll
give
put
a
up
money
a picture. Give me
yeah,
a bit of money.
Give me something
give
for
me
free.
And do you know what? Can you give the money in cash?
And I don't expect to get stuff, but when people come to me, I go,
then you expect it. Daddy expects. If he has a big old hog outside his house, he's going to be eating for the evening.
Great. I'll send below all the details. All the details. How much am I going to be given?
The details.
How much are you given to me?
Yeah.
Being an exclusive representative means you will promote our watches and drive more exposure to our brand. Yeah, yeah. I'll promote your watch.
Yeah, yeah.
This will give you the chance on earning commission, an easy way to make money on Instagram.
Oh, right. Mm. Okay, okay.
I'll leave below some key points. I'm thinking,
now
commission.
We're kind of, seems like an apprenticeship. It seems
commission.
Like
I don't know when. I don't know the first thing about watches.
You did work in suits.
I did.
You did. Sell a watch.
We will offer you the chance.
Oh man!
To get your first Aventino watch with a 75% discount.
Oh fuck you! Oh, you led me down the garden path.
This will help you with the promotion of the product. Product. Bracket. We advise it, but it's not an obligation to buy a watch to become a representative.
Imagine if you were a representative, but you didn't even have a watch.
Hey, I love these watches. Are you wearing a Casio? No.
I love these watches, but they're just so fucking expensive.
Since we know you will be committed, we will, yeah, because I pay. Let's go. Will you buy one of our watches is what they're saying. We will give you a 25% commission for every order you deliver us with your code paid every Friday.
Commission.
Chance to be featured on Aventino Watches Instagram.
Now that would be pretty cool. That would be nice. I'd share that for you.
Also, we want to give you prizes for your dedication as a representative. So not only will you gain money with orders,
give me the watch,
but you will also get the chance to win a free watch.
Give me a watch. Don't give me the chance to win a watch.
This is a win-win, they say in capitals and bold.
Oh.
Here is the prizes table. Bronze status. One order equals one free Gemini watch. Silver status equals three orders, one free watch of choice. Gold status, 10 orders. Aventino surprise platinum plus 20 orders. Rising commission up to 40% of orders. Please send us your PayPal to get paid for commissions. Discount code for 75% off your Aventino watch. Exclusive 75. Could I just go get the watch for 75% off and not do any work?
I was going to say 75% off something is a fairly good discount.
They gave me a unique code. So it's Instagram O'Toole 15. So if you want a 15% off your phone.
Yeah, put it out there.
I'm going to check how much these watches actually are.
That is very disappointing.
I know nothing about watches, so maybe these are actually a really good brand.
All I remember about
watches. They're nice watches.
Yeah, Nathan. Are they?
Oh, they are actually.
That's it. Oh yeah, that's very sophisticated.
Okay, so I would like, if I was to get a watch, I'd be looking, there's one there for €200. So 75% off is €150 off. I'd still have to spend €50 to get this watch. I've just spent €50 to work for this company.
I never wear watches. You have a watch on right now.
I have a watch, yeah.
When do you take them off? When you shower?
Bed and shower.
Do you?
And gym.
So you're constantly taking them off?
No, I wouldn't say constantly. Just when I go to bed and have a shower. And it's around the same time. So when I shower in the morning time, It's not on Enric.
Is it comfortable?
Yeah, I love having
my
watch.
Do you like it on?
I really like my watch. I've had this watch for years.
How many watches have you had in your life?
I had a Harry Potter watch when I was in primary school. I lost it, and I pray to Saint Anthony, you would know anything about this, who is the guardian saint of lost things. And I prayed. And
Lost,
then
the TV show.
Yes, he's the guardian saint. Hurley. He was Hurley. And I prayed, and the watch, well, the watch turned up. It was in my pocket.
Anthony put his hand in my pocket. The naughty boy.
So there. So there's one email.
Oh, man. Oh,
what do I reply to these people?
I just want to say, I've had it before. I don't want to gloat or anything on my Instagram where a clothing company has commented underneath a picture or video and said, hey, we really want to work with you. Yeah. You're a model. Initially, I'm thinking, man, don't do it on my page. DM me. This is unprofessional.
Yeah, listen, look, it's a bit embarrassing.
It's a bit I don't want people to. They already think I'm a model. I don't want you to kind of shove it down people's faces, as it's not the nicest thing to do.
What do I reply to this? Well, I say, hey, Jenna, thanks, but it just doesn't seem like something I'll be interested in.
So very disappointed.
Who's reply all? Who else is there?
Add me into the email. So I know someone who'd be perfect.
Will I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Add me in and say.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll say, I really look forward to working with you.
I'll know what I go. Hey, Jenna, what means?
Will I send a picture of my wrist? I have a massive scar on my wrist and a hideous tattoo.
Maybe I will. Who are these people?
They're listening right now.
Will I just tag you? Will I just put their email in?
Yeah.
And I'll say, but this guy. And see, then does she go email you off the back of it?
Okay. Let's do it. Okay. Hey. Let's see how desperate she is.
Hey, Jenna. Thanks for the email.
We're ending the year with an experiment.
Email, but it doesn't seem. It doesn't seem like something. It's not something I'd be interested.
I know the perfect person
and
for
the
you.
Opportunity, but it doesn't seem like something I'd be interested in.
Say, tall man, sophisticated. Great wrist.
Interested in. I do know someone who would love this. Imagine if you do it and make a fucking
and I'm like,
so
man,
enough money.
I can't record the podcast this week. I'm honestly flying over to Italy and I have a big suitcase of watches.
I do know someone who might be interested. Yeah.
Not might, will. Let's be definite here, baby.
Who really interested. His email is what's.
Put my email in.
Here, spin one.
Yeah, go on. I'm excited. This is a brand new opportunity for me.
I do know someone who might be interested. His email is, if you want to give him a shout. What are you going to say to her?
I'll ask a few questions. What's going on here?
Are you going to do it?
I don't know. See what they have to say.
Imagine.
What if they give me a worse discount? Instead of 75.
What does he might be interested in? I do know someone who might be interested in. You want to give me a shout? Okay, there you go.
Thank
Sent.
You, bro. You've Thanks. Just given me a brand new business. This is where it was born.
Okay.
You have one more email. Have you sent it? Unleash it. Drop the bomb.
I sent it.
Lovely. You have one more email.
I've got another email, and this is
a very email heavy show.
This is just discussing. This person, I've mentioned this before, but this person has got us mixed up. This person thinks I'm you and you're me.
Why?
Because she keeps... you. A couple of weeks ago, you mentioned KFC.
Oh, yeah.
And you keep on shouting, the Colonel's gravy! Oh, it's so salty!
I go, God damn! The Colonel's gravy is so salty. If you don't know, 2 weeks ago, me and my sweet girlfriend, Becca, we went out to Carrick Mines. The biggest queue in the world for a McDonald's drive-thru. And then, to my right, I see a very sad-looking old colonel with a white beard and glasses. I think he's wearing glasses. Mm. And he's staring at me. And there's tumbleweed blowing all over the place. Not one person is at the KFC drive-thru. I say, Becca, baby girl, let's drive down there. And I tried for the very first time a KFC meal. I said, I want to get that really sexy bucket of chicken. But Becca said, be way too much. So I went for the Zinger box. Have you gone for
it? Yeah, oh, I love KFC.
I said, can I get a Zinger box with some gravy?
And then you started talking about it on the show.
The gravy was the saltiest thing. I can still taste it right now.
But you keep going on about the gravy and stuff.
Oh, damn.
And then literally the next day, I get this email. I won't say the name of the person because they're Irish. Well, we've said the other person's
name. Too many
name.
People are listening to this.
Said the other person's name. But Sarah's saying how they have a KFC festive gift for me and how they need my clothes size and how they need information. Would I like to receive a KFC gift? And you haven't received this.
Usually the two
of us get the same thing if it's an Irish PR company. And then yesterday, you were talking, you on the show yesterday, you were like, oh, the gravy, goddamn. Because we had someone on from Carrick Mines and we were saying, do you go to KFC? And he goes, he loves the gravy.
I said, say hi to the colonel for me, will you? I missed that little old man.
Then yesterday again, email after the show saying KFC launches limited edition festive treat paired with the world's first hash brown gravy boat. And this is for you.
Bro, you go and you enjoy.
Hey, Graham, hope this finds you well. Just wanted to send you on the below news release detailing the launch of KFC's Ireland's new limited edition festive meal ahead of you receiving your festive gift.
I would love if they, with the clothes size, they said, we just assume because you're 6'5".
Yeah, you're going to be extra large. KFC's own resident expert, the gravy master. Man, you should be the gravy master.
No, I fully support this, but if you get to meet the colonel, then fuck that. I'm not going to be happy whatsoever. And I will do a big Instagram post.
The gravy master can also tell you more about it, which you will hopefully enjoy. I'll be in touch a little later this week.
Why don't you touch me?
On your holiday goodies. But do let me know if you need anything further. What do I need?
Add me in the email.
I don't want
anything. You have a gravy master attached to this email.
I haven't been to KFC since I worked in House of Fraser in Dundrum. Oh, I had one the night of the Imrose, actually. That was random.
I am the gravy master.
You're the one who keeps talking about the colonel's gravy.
This is a joke.
On the show.
This is a joke.
I love the way, though, is, but do let me know if you need anything further. Well, I actually...
Well...
I wouldn't mind to free KFC.
This pandemic is kind of annoying. I want to travel.
Oh, my God.
It is...
It's so funny, this email.
What is funny is...
I can't read.
And I don't want to look bad or anything. But as you said, we do get sent these items from time to time from PR companies. And it's a little bit awkward. Some want you to... No, they all want you to post a picture.
Everyone wants
or a video. I'm not going to do it for everyone. We got some chocolates in. I eat the chocolate, but I'm not going to... Who cares about me saying, I love this chocolate?
But this thing, it's such waste.
A lot of it is shit, okay?
And this is... Okay, this is us. We are grateful
that we are in a position
that we get sent stuff. But there's too much waste.
They're so grateful.
You should see in here. Stuff gets sent in. And it's the tiny little things in massive boxes, massive wrapping, so bad for the environment. And we don't look at them.
No.
Because at the very beginning when you get sent in something, it goes, oh, unreal, jam, class. I'm going to bring it home. But then you realise there's just so much waste happening here. And you're spending too much money on this marketing that nobody really cares about.
No,
because the people they want to hit, the people they want to hit aren't us.
No.
They're the bigger people. And those bigger people aren't putting their stuff up. Because so they're too big. Because they won't put up anything unless they're getting paid.
Well, we're the suckers. Thank you for the jam.
Thanks for the jam.
Yeah, I love jam.
But then you can't be putting everything up because you look like...
Saturated.
You look like an idiot.
You can't saturate the market. You can only put up a jam
I will
video.
Put up stuff if it's from like... If it's a small company.
If they're Irish and independent.
And it's a small company.
We got something from the UK.
We keep getting Haribo.
Yeah.
Just Haribo.
From the UK. And I said, thank you. I'll give it to my girlfriend nephew's Christmas.
Eating that.
Have you now? You've eaten that.
No. Oh, my God.
No,
it's
I haven't.
So nice. Do you know what I did?
Yeah.
You'll be impressed with this.
Okay. Impress me.
Have I talked about on this podcast how I've become closer with my neighbours?
Yes. Wait, just very quickly, before you go into this, I just want to say... When we get sent these items, man, I think we're the only person in this building that gets Graham and Nathan for the one thing.
Yeah.
Everyone gets separate things.
If they do Graham and Nathan, I don't put it up.
Man, Graham and Nathan, we get one jar of jam and then it's awkward.
We split the jar of jam.
Split the jam.
Nathan puts his tongue straight in.
Wait, what? Oh, you wanted this? Oh, damn it. Okay, you go on with the neighbours, man.
Basically, neighbours beside us, they're a family. They're a middle-aged family. Lovely people complained before about the noise of our shower.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I told the story.
Are they the one with the kids that you squirted water in the face?
No, they've got kids as well, but they're nice.
Can you just speak about the area a little bit? Give a bit of context.
Behind me, the kids squirted me in coxie while doing exercises during the lockdown. To the left of me, they complained about the noise of our shower. This is the ones we're talking about. Across me, they've moved out, thankfully.
Drove into your car?
Crashed into my car. And to the right, there are lads and girls, same age as us, from Kerry. But it's kind of awkward because we don't really talk to them, but we do talk to them. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I was going home. They're doing a little bit of work out the front. The family complained about the shower. The husband was out the front. He's in his 40s, I'd say. Talked to him for about 15-20 minutes. The wife came out chatting away. And we started having a gab about the neighbours. And it was a real kind of neighboury chat. And I was driving the conversation.
Yeah. How did you end it?
I was really happy. I ended it. Oh, they asked me what I did and why I get home so early. And I was like, do I tell them I'm a radio presenter? Because then if they tune in, I can't really bitch about them anymore.
Mm.
But then I don't want to lie in case they find out someday, like the spinny is there, and then they, because they've got two young lads.
Yeah.
So the possibility of spin being on in the car is high.
Yeah. Do you call yourself a radio presenter or a radio DJ? Because I was watching Celebrity First Dates over in the UK. It was an old episode. Yeah. Roman Kemp, the big capital presenter. Yeah. He's the son of
I'm a celeb as well.
Morgan Kemp. Is that his name?
Morgan Freeman.
No,
Martin.
Martin, sorry.
Is it Martin Kemp?
Yeah, it is Martin Kemp. He played Steve in EastEnders. Little fun fact for you. But Roman Kemp said, I'm a radio DJ.
So he's a DJ. Oh,
well, we're not really DJs.
No, I'm a presenter. Definitely. I'm a presenter.
No, I'm definitely not even a presenter.
No, you are. Fucking. Anyway, so I had a good chat with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, you had to be in the form to take on that. And they're doing work out the front.
Yeah.
Why he was at the front. Last Friday, brought home the Haribo, had it all in the boot, had a crisps as well and stuff.
Surely not. You gave them the Haribo?
I drive past and I go, God damn! God damn! I did the Colonel's gravy, God
damn. Yeah, yeah.
God damn! He's out the front again. Why isn't he at work?
Maybe he was unemployed.
He was out brushing. He's not employed. He's on holidays. And
how do you know?
I was like, I'm going to have to pass him here now. Because he's in the front garden, so I'd get to the door. And what I did was...
Oh, this is going to be creepy.
It wasn't.
This is weird, man.
I walked by him. I go, how
really
are things?
Odd.
And he goes, how are things? Just to let you know, you'll have your parking space back. The builders are late, blah, blah. And I go, oh, no problem at all. And I go, here, by the way.
Oh, no. This is so inappropriate.
I go, here, give them to the lads. Jesus. I've got loads of stuff. And he goes, are you sure? And he goes, absolutely.
You're going down a very dodgy road.
What dodgy road?
This doesn't seem right.
Why?
You're handing out sweets
to my neighbour.
To strangers.
My
kids.
Neighbour.
I just think.
Not to my neighbour to give to his children.
It's just not a good look. It's not
Why?
A good look for this podcast. It's not a good look for the show.
Back it up.
Because I'm saying, like, look, we're looking,
yeah,
we're looking over.
Nothing
I have
to
a lot
say.
To say.
You have nothing
I have
to
a
say.
Lot to say.
You've said nothing in the last 36 minutes.
You're fucking fluffing up emails. Half of this episode is you going,
representative,
reverse. I'm just saying.
Yes.
That
Could
was.
You say something to finish off the year? Something good.
No, I'm saying about this situation.
Yeah, of course.
I'm coming to you as a friend. I'm warning you, just be careful.
Of.
Handing out sweets to your neighbour's children. I don't think it's a good look. I don't think it's needed in 2020.
Yeah.
Where did you hand them out? From the boot of your car?
I was carrying them into my house. He was standing right beside me because there's like a tiny wall between us.
You didn't have to give it
and
to
I
them.
And I said, here you go. I did. It was a Christmas gift.
Are they going to give you something now?
Hopefully.
You've created a monster.
Bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah.
They won't give out about the shower.
How much did you give over?
I gave over.
And be very specific.
In the pack, I had a bag of Haribo, and then there was a selection box of Haribo.
Way too much.
I didn't even tell you what I gave. I gave the selection box, which is the lesser one. I still have the bag going through.
He regrets it. I can see the regret on your face.
Nathan regrets not bringing anything this week's podcast.
I want to say.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Is that chickens in the background?
Shut up. No, it is,
is
not.
Is that Christmas chickens?
No, I don't have time. I have to head over to Avoca now. Balls Bridge.
Is that Christmas jazz music after coming on?
And now,
is that a pan flute?
I do want to say.
A Peruvian pan flute.
Graham, can we please just.
A giraffe?
Appreciate how this podcast changed. This was a year where we had a lot of guests on.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Of course.
If you were to go back to the episodes in March. we were having your friends on from abroad.
Yeah.
I think Big Gil was potentially the first person to kick it off. Remember we went through a good few weeks?
Big Gil, we had John Mack, we had our friend Deb.
My brother Adam.
Your brother Adam. We had loads of people on.
Yeah, great people. I really enjoyed having guests on.
We got nominated for IMRO.
Yeah.
We're not going to get nominated next year.
Although this podcast doesn't have a lot of listeners.
Jesus Christ, they're loyal.
Whoever listens, you're very loyal, so we do appreciate it.
And make sure, Kate, let us know you get on in your religion. You might get your results back before Christmas.
This has been
so
a great
when we come
episode.
Back, I'd love if you had your results and some comments for our first week back. Let us know what you're getting on.
And next year, I'm looking into hosting this podcast from a venue. A bit of merch.
Where?
Sorry.
Where?
Your neighbour's house.
Okay.
Full of
good,
sweets
good,
around the
good,
place.
Good, yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you. If this is only the beginning of this podcast, and I may have not brought anything to the table, but I'm being honest.
Good stuff. Here we go. Let's finish out the podcast with Dublin the Christmas Musical.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be in Bray. Felice Navin Road. Felice Navin Road. Felice Navin Road. D7 and 15 is the postal code. Woo! Go! The tower's fallen all around me. Gals are chatting. Pennies hung. 'Tis the season. Fighting with your family. Merry Christmas, Ballymun. So here it is, Merry Christmas. We're all going to Balbriggan. There's a massive Tesco there and Progressive Credit Union. And so this is Clare Hall. What have you done? The Hilton Dublin Airport. Nowhere near Terminal 1. I bought these gifts for you. They are from Dundrum. Donna Dundrum. Donna Dundrum. Well, I wish it could be Christmas delirium. In the queue for hours outside Scrumdiddlers. You scumbag, you maggot, go home back to Saggart. Happy Christmas, your arse, I pray God it's our last. Christmas time, Ranelagh Mines. Easily accessed by the Lewis Green Line. With logs on the fire and gifts on the tree. We'll ride the Lewis completely for free. It's beginning to look a lot like Crumlin. Everywhere we go.
Pimmage in the name of.
What are you doing? This is a rock song.
No, it's not. It's a Christmas song. Pimmage in the name of.
How is this a Christmas song?
It was Christmas number one in 2009.
Yes, that's because there was a campaign to stop X Factor getting to number one and Rage Against the Machine was the chosen band.
Ah, cool.
Fox rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Dad ran away with the secretary. We think they're in British Bay. It's the most wonderful time in Ballinteer. There's not lots to do, there's a super value, and Marley Park is near. It's the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time in Ballinteer.
Says This is my last resort. Suffocation.